welcome to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Our news wrap crew took the week off to enjoy the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, but they'll be back next time with their usual review of the news in or affecting our community. On this week's special program, travel by bus across America to the nation's capital with activists seeking marriage equality in Love Exile on the Road, introduced by producer David Swatling.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America.
Standing on a stage in front of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. was something that I never imagined would happen to me. And I stood there with a picture of my wife, Lynn, and I on our wedding day, because that way she could be with me. I was nervous, but I'd been speaking to people for days, and I really had something to say about being a love exile.
Martha McDivitt Pugh married her Dutch partner, Lynn, a month after the Netherlands legalized same-sex marriage in 2001. Since the United States doesn't recognize their union, and U.S. immigration doesn't allow permanent partner sponsorship, the couple live in Amsterdam, where Martha organized a support group called Love Exiles. In February 2004, the mayor of Martha's hometown, San Francisco, set off a storm of controversy when he allowed the city to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. Conservative politicians in Washington countered by trying to ban same-sex marriages completely. A group called Marriage Equality California organized a bus trip to Washington for a support rally on October 11th. When Martha heard about it, she decided to join this journey across the heartland of America, a love exile on the road.
So it's Monday morning, and we're at the bus getting ready to take off on the marriage caravan. And it's been an amazing weekend. I arrived from Amsterdam on Saturday night late, and I can hardly sleep. It's so exciting. I spent the day with my family. We had everybody over yesterday, and now there's just people everywhere excited and getting ready to go on the bus. So it's quite an adventure. I'm really excited. I'm really nervous about going on it, and it's going to be 8 days journey.
Here's what we need to talk about. Media, we are on now. We are on 24/7, except, well, not really 24/7, but we're on until we are in the bathroom or in our hotel room. So, you know, as they say on Fantasy Island, smiles, everyone.
Davina Katulski is the woman who organized the marriage caravan. And she is a marriage equality activist together with her wife, Molly McKay. And they've been going down to San Francisco City Hall every day for the last 5 years trying to get married. And this year they showed up and they got married. They were married on February 12th, and along with more than 4,000 other gay and lesbian couples in San Francisco, their marriage was annulled on August 12th, 6 months later. So Molly and Davina are the ones that decided to organize this crazy caravan across the United States. Wow, what a day it's been. We gathered on the steps of the California State Capitol, and we had a good crowd of people who came out to hear what we had to say. It was really moving and inspiring to hear all the speeches. At the end of the rally in Sacramento, a couple came up to me who I had exchanged a little bit of email with earlier in the year. They're a Norwegian-American couple, and they're clinging on to the last months of the Norwegian's visa. They've been trying to live a little bit in the United States, a little bit in Norway, and looking for a home where they can be together. They came out for the rally, and they've been getting a lot of support from Love Exiles, from the Love Exiles Canada group, which has been helping them explore opportunities to be able to move to Canada. And I was completely moved by these gals. As she asked me, as we were rushing off to get into the bus, if we needed any financial support. And, well, we do. We don't have any financial resources in Love Exiles. And she reached into her wallet and pulled out all of the money in her wallet, looked at her partner and said, "Do you have money for parking?" "Yeah, you do." And she gave me the entire contents of her wallet and as support for what I'm doing. So I was really, really touched. That was actually really amazing. Tomorrow is a day of driving, and I'm exhausted. I have a little bit of jet lag. Everybody's tired from a long day, a lot of emotion today, hearing all the speeches and getting to know each other and hearing what our stories are and being in a bus for long hours. But it's a really amazing experience, and I'm really glad I'm here.
I did bring one thing that I wanted to read, and it's just so appropriate when I look around us. It's the last paragraph from On the Road. I've taken a couple minor artistic liberties with it. It'll be really obvious to you where those liberties are. So in America, when the sun goes down and I sit on the caravan bus watching the long, long skies over the interstate, and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the East Coast, and all that road going.
The second day on the bus, we started telling stories about what had happened the night before in the casino and in the restaurant, being at the motel in Elko, Nevada, and what that felt like as a bus of really loud, open gay and lesbian people in a small town in the middle of the desert. And you know, suddenly we were all together in this. Suddenly we went from being a bunch of strangers looking at each other on the bus to feeling really profoundly connected to each other.
Nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody else besides the forlorn rags of growing old. We come seeking marriage equality. We come seeking equal rights for all. We come seeking marriage equality. Thank you. I am now going to relinquish the microphone.
I'm Kelly Rivera Hart. I'm the chapter leader, one of the chapter leaders for the San Francisco chapter of Marriage Equality California. And I have two children, and I want them to grow up and live in a world where equal rights is equal rights for everybody instead of just a select few. And I know of too many people that are seriously, directly affected by not being able to have their marriages acknowledged and recognized by the country. So that's why I'm here.
And what's your marital status?
I'm single. But and I always get the question of, you know, well, you're single, why are you involved? And it's kind of like asking somebody that was not a person of color involved in civil rights movement. It's, you know, if there's an injustice to one person, there's an injustice to everyone. We're on day two now, and this is a day of...
Is it day two?
Yeah. And it's been a day of, like, you know, being on the bus a lot, and looking at it in the overall picture, this feels so... I feel like I stepped into history. This feels so profound, and this feels so right. I think it's great.
Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are on cloudy all day.
I'm going to kind of play moderator. My name is Travis Kirchberger, and I represent the executive board of Spectrum, which is the queer student group here on campus.
Somehow we ended up on October 6th in Laramie, Wyoming, at the University of Wyoming. And I didn't know this beforehand, but it turned out to be 6 years exactly after the day that a University of Wyoming student, Matthew Shepard, went into a bar in Laramie and left with two men who brutally tortured and murdered him.
What's really interesting is that since Matthew Shepard's murder, the Wyoming State Legislature has outright refused to vote on just about any legislation that deals with queer residents in the state of Wyoming.
And afterwards, we went to the Fireside Lounge, which is the bar, which is now closed and boarded up, where Matthew Shepard went to and left with the two men who later murdered him.
at the Fireside Lounge, we decided to have a service to commemorate that day. It was led by the two Unitarian Universalist ministers who joined us on the caravan.
We gather today to remember the life and the living of Matthew Shepherd and of all of those who live and die courageously.
And as we stood there, I looked outside and it started to rain.
To invite the community that loved and lost to share their feelings and their memories.
7 years ago, in the summer of 1997, a legislator got on the floor of the Wyoming, whatever they call it, Capitol building, and said that gay men should be treated like gay bulls and sent off to rendering plants. Fast forward to the present, we've got Jimmy Swagger wishing death upon gay people. We've got the publisher of the Washington Times wishing death upon gay people. We've got reggae artists wishing death upon gay people. And while the people,
and then after a few moments, it started raining harder and it started hailing. And it was really about the heavens being angry, really angry about the loss of this young man, but also really angry about what all of us are facing in our lives. Someone said later that Laramie was crying frozen tears.
I've got tears like a hailstorm. I've got tears like a hailstorm. I've got tears like a hailstorm in my soul.
You're listening to Martha McDevitt Pugh's audio diary of her bus trip across the United States with activists aboard the Marriage Equality Express on This Way Out, the international gay and lesbian radio magazine.
We are just cruising along at breakneck speed. I mean, it's kind of like this is the Marriage Equality Express, similar to the Pony Express. We're riding in through hostile territory, you know, stopping at these little outposts and spreading our message and dropping off our care packages.
Each day we had different t-shirts that we wore. On October 7th, we wore our immigration equality t-shirts. And I got dressed that morning, I put on my immigration quality t-shirt, but I put my Love Exiles t-shirt on underneath it. Because as much as I wanted to communicate the message about immigration equality, I'm from another smaller community of people who have left the United States altogether, and I didn't want to get lost in a sea of immigration equality shirts. So I wore my immigration equality shirt down to the lobby, and then I ripped it off, and I wore my Love Exiles shirt. At the Gill Foundation, I looked out at my fellow caravan riders, and they were all wearing immigration equality t-shirts with a bright pink Statue of Liberty and the words immigration equality on the front. And I was nearly in tears just seeing that support.
All the way from the Netherlands, she can bring her dog but not her wife, Martha McDevitt Pugh.
You guys keep stealing my punchlines, you know? But I did. I flew 5,000 miles, and it took me 18 hours to get to San Francisco to get on the caravan. And then I spent 23 hours with my family. I'm going to cry now. And I got on the bus, and it's fabulous to be on the bus. But it really, really shouldn't have to be this way. And if there's anywhere great place to be an exile, it's Amsterdam. So it's about that. But you know what I realized when I moved there 4.5 years ago was, you know, that's my choice. You know, it's the Netherlands or the Netherlands, and so I did it. And you know, after a while, I realized, you know, this is just like disappearing. You know, of course, you come to a new country, you integrate, you learn the language, you completely disappear. And how many thousands of other Americans are there like me who have found ways to disappear into other countries because they don't have the right to live in their own country with their family, with their spouse, and with their children? I can bring my dog into this country, but not my wife. But I want to really thank you guys for being here to hear about our issue today. I've got flyers about the Love Exiles Foundation, so that's who we are, and thanks.
Thank you, Martha. Quickly, 2 minutes.
Hi, everybody. My name is Anthony White and Nadine Jernawal, and we are kind of traveling together. We call ourselves the couple without partners. For me, my partner is in Mexico, and I'm not allowed to sponsor him to come into the United States. So It's very difficult to be at all of these rallies. Everybody has their partner with them. And they're talking about all of the many very, very important rights to inherit property, to be able to get health care benefits from their partner. And I'm here in support of all of those rights, but to me, we're here to put a face to the issue, and the issue that I have is that I can't even be with my partner. Sorry, it's a little bit difficult for me to talk about it. Thank you for all your support here.
Hi, thanks, Anthony. I'm one of those people that Martha was talking about when she said someone on the verge of exile. My partner is from Malaysia, and she's on a student visa that is going to be hopefully converted into a work visa so that she'll have 3 years to stay here. That can be renewed for another 3 years, and then if her company doesn't want to sponsor her for a green card, which costs tens of thousands of dollars, then we're out of there. And it's not that simple. You have to save, tens of thousands of dollars even to immigrate someplace like Canada. So it's not an easy thing. It sounds like a very specific issue, immigration, that may not impact any of you personally, but we really need your help. So anyway, I guess I'll just leave it at that.
I've been to Washington, D.C. This will be my ninth trip for gay and lesbian civil rights, and a lot of it's been AIDS work. I was with the Names Project AIDS Memorial Quilt for years, and there's an old adage that I keep thinking about: one generation plants the trees so that the next can enjoy the shade. And I just had a gut feeling that there was still a lot of work to be done. I'm not married. I don't think I'm going to be married again in my life. I don't know, I didn't realize this, but I think I may be the designated widow on the bus. My late partner and I went to D.C. together. She died in January of 2002. So, I know there are other single people on the bus, but it's predominantly couples in a very joyous time. And I share in that joy, but there's that other piece of it that I have to acknowledge. So
I was sitting adjacent to Leslie on the bus, and there was nobody sitting next to Leslie. She had one of the only empty seats on the bus next to her, and Leslie lost her partner of 21 years to breast cancer a few years ago. Her partner Rebecca was sick for many years, and Leslie told the Chronicle reporter one day that Rebecca was sitting in that empty seat, and she realized that. That day was also my anniversary. 6 years ago, Lynn and I got together. After being friends for 16 years, we realized that our friendship was much more than that. And so here I was, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the United States, and it was my anniversary, and we didn't even have any cell phone reception. I couldn't even call her. And I was missing her. It really felt like a moment that I wanted to be with Lynn.
So inspirational. Thank you so much for all the warmth and support and food and wonderful time we've had with you. We will carry your spirit with us, the spirit of St. Louis, back on the bus. And we just want to leave you with the song that we've been singing, because America doesn't always get it right the first time, but it always gets it right. This is an inevitable battle. We'll fight this together. So, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
So as we go across the country, we're talking to people and we're also listening a lot, and I'd just like to ask you, local folks, what should we be taking with us to Washington? What are your concerns? Thank you.
Here in Indiana, we are very, very conservative. Even the people in this room tend to be a little bit more conservative than our San Franciscan counterparts. They need to know that. are across the entire realm in all facets of our lives. And we here in Middletown America, Corn Belt of the USA, we need these rights. We want these rights. We deserve these rights.
Yes. Before I went on the caravan, I think that the heartland of America was really kind of a terrifying place to me, and it was all the same, and people were really conservative and kind of scary. Going through the heartland of America, I saw that there were all kinds of people there. There were people in really unexpected places who were glad to see us. There were people certainly at our rallies and events who were glad that we were there. We were creating an opportunity for them to raise an issue, but there were people in the local gas station who thanked us for being there, who wanted to know if we were part of that group, and who had gay sons and daughters and were glad that we were there standing up for their children's rights. And we encountered that everywhere we went, and that was completely unexpected. I thought we would encounter people who were hostile towards us, and I didn't encounter a single person who was hostile. I just encountered people who embraced us.
Well, thank you very much for having us. My name's Megan, and when my nephew Mike was 14 years old, he came to me and told me that he was gay. I was the only person in the family he had told. A few weeks later, he tried to kill himself. Fortunately, he's okay. He's doing great. Knock on wood. When we have marriage equality, kids like Mike will be able to say, hey, if gay people can get married just like straight people, then I must be just as worthy of respect, dignity, and love as anybody else.
Obviously is a very important theme among the Asian culture, so I'd like to tell you a little bit about my family. You know, when I was growing up, there were really only three things that my parents wanted for me, and one was to find someone Chinese, two, get married, and three, give them grandchildren. Well, 10 years ago, I found someone Chinese. And this year, I married her. You know, it's hard being a joint.
In Columbus, I spoke after Jennifer, and she was delighted and thrilled to be speaking in her hometown and to have her brother and his family there. And it really made me miss my family. I was getting further away from them every day.
I just want to say one more thing too, is that my 7-year-old daughter, I explained this to her because my family said, how can you have her and your son walk around passing out information about FMA? They don't even know what they're fighting for. Well, I explained to my daughter that they just don't want a man and a man to be married or a woman and a woman to be married. And she said, why? And I said, they think that's wrong. They think that they shouldn't be allowed to do this. And she said to me, that's stupid.
After the rally, I went to the bathroom. And as I was washing my hands, there was another couple there. And the one woman looked at me suddenly and said, are you the Dutch one? And I said, yeah, I am. And she said, well, I'm Dutch too. And it was a difficult conversation with her. She said, I'm angry with you. You didn't stay and fight, you left the country. I'm angry at those of you who leave the United States and go to the Netherlands. That's a really easy thing for you to do. It's hard to stay here and fight for immigration rights. And I was really taken aback by what she said, because I think I am fighting for immigration rights. And she said, well, actually, I'm not angry at you. I'm angry about the fact that people don't stay here and fight for this issue.
And because of the activities and efforts of marriage equality, immigration equality, Love Exiles, and other groups like these, I'm confident that that day will come soon when Americans like myself will no longer have to choose between their partners and their country.
It was an amazing experience. I feel like I'm still on that bus. It was amazing to be constantly confronted with the situation of my fellow riders on the bus. So, you know, by the end of it, we knew each other really well. We knew each other's stories, and I mean, those people on the bus now can tell you exactly what it's like to be a love exile, and they can tell you how painful that is and how that has to change. And, you know, I can tell you their stories as well. I have a whole new group of friends that I really cherish who are fighting hard to create a different world. The rally in Washington, D.C. was kind of like a footnote.
My name is Martha McDivitt Pugh, and I'm a writer on the Marriage Equality Express. I'm speaking to you today as a love exile. I live in the Netherlands because I don't have the right to live in my own country with my wife and stepson. I've been legally married to my wife, Lynn, for 3.5 years, and I just want to tell you how fabulous it is to live in a country where we have full marriage equality. The sky didn't fall when the Netherlands opened up marriage to everyone, and it won't fall when we get full marriage equality in the United States.
We'll soon break your windows and rattle your walls, for the times, they are a-changing.
Marriage equality now! Marriage equality now! Marriage equality now!
Love Exile on the Road was based on the audio diary of Martha McDevitt Pugh, produced by David Swatling, with technical assistance from Frederick Gorman, Ronald Hoffman, and Arnold Peterser. Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week you heard a slightly edited version of Love Exile on the Road, produced by David Swatling and originally heard on the Radio Netherlands program Vox Humana. Simon and Garfunkel sang America, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, www.thiswayout.org. This Way Out is primarily supported by tax-deductible charitable donations from our listeners, and we thank you. Our listeners keep this program on the air and get some queer history, music, and culture on specially produced CDs as a bonus. For all the details, please do log on to thiswayout.org or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and all of us at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on WORT Madison, Wisconsin, 7LTN Launceston, Tasmania, KUOI Moscow, Idaho, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Stay tuned.